This is Emily Reformat, editor of Automatic Merchandiser Magazine and Vending Market Watch, here with Pete Tullio, the CFO of Gourmet Coffee Services, and we're here at the CTW show. Pete is the board chairman-elect coming on next year. Pete, can you tell us a little bit about how CTW has grown and what your vision for the future is?
Well, CTW began as just a coffee event back 5 years ago, and it had its roots in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and it began as a very small gathering of suppliers and operators. And if you look at how it's grown over the 5 years that it's been in existence, it's about five times the size that it was in its early day, and it is growing every year by a rather significant amount.
All right. Great. Well, what do you see in this show versus other shows specifically that NAM has been working on?
Well, first of all, the emphasis at all of these shows is on three things: education, the showcase of equipment and products, and networking. What we see here in the education end is that we had 15 educational events this year, individual 15 sessions of educational events. That is twice the number that we've ever had, and well attended, I might add, with some very great topics that anyone that's in the office coffee service business or the water or tea business needs to be a part of those, because we all gain with this increased knowledge that's presented to us. So besides education, networking is key. We have the entire industry here in one place. This is really becoming a can't-miss event, in the sense that if you aren't here, you are truly missing an opportunity to discuss all kinds of topics with your fellow operators, with suppliers, and the best part is you got people here from around the country, and everybody has a different perspective on things, and we all learn from those different perspectives. And then, of course, the showcase has gotten much, much bigger. We have over 100 tabletops this year, and when we think back to our original roots back in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, we started with about 25 tabletops. So you can see how it's changed in 5 years. It's evolved, it's grown, and there's a reason for that. The reason is that this industry is alive, it's vibrant, people realize that, and they want to be part of all of the knowledge and networking that's involved.
Now, with the Coffee Pavilion and some of the education sessions at, say, NAMA 1 show, how did the two shows differ? Should people come to one and not the other, both? Can you speak to that a little bit?
Well, the Coffee Pavilion at the 1 show is the portion of the 1 show that's dedicated to coffee. Once again, that's become a can't-miss event. It's clearly larger, the booths are larger, there's more things offered, the networking is a little bit more extensive because there's more people that come to that. But there's by no means are one exclusive to the other. This show is dedicated strictly to coffee, tea, and water. So when you come here, you know that you will be immersed in the industry that you are making your livelihood in, basically. Now, 1 show, fantastic opportunity. It's just a bigger and better version. But if you really want a one-on-one experience with a lot of the suppliers and operators, this is the show to come to as well.
Can you speak a little bit to co-locating it with IBWA and maybe if that will continue?
Well, this is the first year that we have co-located with anyone, and it seems like a natural fit because coffee, tea, and water are the three elements that we're dealing with here, and of course IBWA is heavy in water. So the bottom line is, what is the benefit of co-locating? Well, I can tell you one thing for sure. I've checked out their showcase, and I know their people are checking out our showcase. I've networked with some of their folks, and once again, it's all part of the educational experience. The more we can learn about each other's industries, the better it will be for all of us. Plus, we have a lot of common members. So it made a lot of sense to co-locate, and I would think that we would have a continued association with those folks in the future.
Okay. Are there any other comments you'd like to share?
The only thing I would like to tell everyone is, if you didn't come to this one, please make arrangements to come next year. Because I guarantee you, every year it's been bigger, it's been better, and it's just an event that if you do miss it, you are missing truly an opportunity to grow your business. And that's what we're all aiming to do, grow our own businesses.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Pete, for taking the time.
My pleasure.